The calendar has flipped over to July, and this is kind of a big one. The nation is celebrating 250 years. The railroads have helped out by painting special locomotives in a semi-quincentennial paint scheme. We're going to start ranking them right after this. It is another episode of Dubker Depot, the official podcast of Dubker Media. My name is Kirk Orndorff. I'm the owner and founder of Dubker Media, a newer company. You know, we mostly do railroad videos, but we've got calendars. We're working on books. We've got other stuff in the pipeline that we're wanting to work on. And we're gaining kind of a larger online presence, you know, with the YouTube channel approaching 1,000 subscribers, and we got the Facebook page. We got the Instagram page. We've got a Facebook group for this podcast, a fan group. And so head over there and join in, where we're going to have discussions and polls and stuff down the road, you know, once this grows a little bit. But for now, we're still just in season one. This is only episode number 10, I believe. So we're working on it. We're working on growing things and trying to make everything better. But can't keep you waiting too terribly long, because there are a lot of locomotives on this list. In fact, well, it kind of they kind of have added a whole bunch of them here recently and have made this not even a two-parter. This may have to be a three-part episode. So we're going to break it down. This first episode will be passenger schemes. So that's commuter railroads. It's tourist railroads. Those are kind of the two main ones we're going to start with in this episode. The next episode, we're going to be going with freight schemes, you know, the smaller freight schemes. Then episode three, we're going to just dive into the class one paint schemes. And all of these schemes will be getting rankings. I'm going to kind of give you reasonings for all these rankings. And anyway, we're going to dive right into it. So the first thing we're going to go into is the passenger schemes. It's the first few on my list, and these are in no particular order, by the way, but we're going to go with Amtrak to start with. Amtrak has four different semi-quincentennial schemes. I'm just going to start calling it 250ths, because I'm going to botch semi-quincentennial at some point. So we're just going to go into 250ths. The first one, I'm not going to give it a grade, because I don't know if it's actually a 250th or not, or if it's just something that they're a government agency that's being honored. But Amtrak is doing the Department of Transportation, and it's kind of basically their normal scheme, but it's got the Department of Transportation logo on it. It's got a 250 under the Department of Transportation logo. That's why I'm not really sure if it's an actual 250th locomotive as much as it is just honoring the Department of Transportation. So we're acknowledging it, but we're not going to give them a grade. They're there. That's what I'm going to say, is that those locomotives are there. The next one is Amtrak's 250th scheme. And this one, I the way I'm grading these is, if you turned in the assignment, you pass. You know, I understand that some of these tourist lines, like the White Pass in Yukon, or Durango and Silverton, or, you know, pick one, the U.S. Sugar, might not necessarily have the budget to do some of these locomotives. So those are the ones that would get the Fs. But if you turned in the assignment, you did it, and you get a passing grade. And Amtrak, their basic 250 locomotives, I'm going to give them a D, because it is just their main paint scheme, where they slapped the America 250 logo on it, the same 250 logo that I have over here. And we can argue about, the quality of the America 250 logo all we want. I think it could have been better, but that's it. You know, it's a ribbon. It's cool. I understand why they did it. And that's just kind of one of the things that it doesn't help these locomotives that Amtrak did. And Amtrak did 7 locomotives in this scheme where they just slapped the America 250 logo on it and called it that. So those are the only passenger ones that I'm giving a D to. And then the next one, I'm going to bump it up to a C for the Amtrak Freedom locomotives. Amtrak did 8 of these locomotives, and it's basically the America 250 logo. But what they did was they put the 13 stars around the logo, or at least I'm assuming it's 13 stars, to kind of create a bit more of a look. And I actually really like that a lot better. Now, it is just the same Amtrak standard paint schemes, and they do have these on both Phase 5 as well as Phase 7. But they did 8 of these locomotives, and I really like the way that the stars around the America 250, they just kind of add something. So that's a C in my book. But again, they didn't do anything on the locomotive that was abnormal other than sticking this logo on it. So that's something that it works against them, but you know, I'm not completely against it. They turn in the assignment and it still kind of looks cool. The next one I'm going with is Sunrail down in Florida. I actually really like the way that this locomotive looks. You know, I'm not a big fan of the all white. That's why it gets a C instead of a D. I do like that it's, you know, Sunrail celebrates America's 250th. I like the red, white, and blue banners underneath it. You know, it's kind of more of a baseball style, Major League Baseball. I like the front of the locomotive has the flag on it, but it still also has the Sunrail logo. So it is, you know, they kind of kept their image into it a little bit. And if you look at the Sunrail basic scheme, you know, you can tell they changed it up. It's just, I would like to see, you know, maybe more stars than what you just see underneath the banners, maybe a little bit of stripes, maybe a little bit of red in there somewhere, a little bit of blue, you know, kind of a dark blue top of the cab. But I would like to see just a little bit more, but I do like it. And we did actually visit a Sunrail platform when my dad and I were in Florida in February. So we kind of saw how the railroad has gone into celebrating the 250th, and you know, they did more than just the locomotive. They did the car. They did a couple cars that go with it. And so I think that one looks really good. Next one on the C list, some people are probably going to be mad about this one, but I'm going with Norfolk and Western 611. You know, it looks good. It's the scheme it was going to wear for the American Freedom train. I like the Norfolk and Western on the tender. I think the seal, if you will, I think that is on the tender, could be a little bigger. I also think they have 10 stars on the side of the locomotive. Find a way to get that to 13. I think if you were able to find a way to get that to 13 and have the original 13 colonies, I would bump that up to a B. I also, again, like I said, the seal on the tender could be a little bigger. Otherwise, it looks very similar to how it normally does. But the red is just a little brighter and you got the stars. That's kind of what it comes down to it. But I do like the locomotive. I think 611 is a beautiful locomotive. I've chased it before. And I have no problem with them doing a steam locomotive, in a 250th scheme. But, next on the list, we're going down to, Antonito, Colorado, or Chama, New Mexico, depending on where they want to keep it. And that's the Cumbres and Toltec. They painted number 114. This is the diesel that they received from the White Pass in Yukon up in Alaska. It's, you know, I don't mind it. It's basic. It's simple. I like the little V on the front of the locomotive. On top of doing USA's 250th, they're also honoring Colorado's 150th, because Colorado, being the centennial state, became a state in 1876. So you got the USA in 1776 and Colorado in 1876. And so Colorado is doing a 150th this year as well. But, you know, ultimately, you know, it's not bad. Like I said, though, it's a little basic. I like that they have the older logo on there. I don't know that it's colorful enough of a logo. It's very basic. You also have the colors that are fairly close to the logo, but otherwise I like it. You got the two state flags, Colorado and New Mexico, the owners of the railroad. It works. You know, it's a tourist railroad. This locomotive is mostly going to be used kind of in maintenance service or if there's extreme fire danger. So why not paint it up like this? Because it was White Pass and Yukon paint up here until just not too terribly long ago. And that's it was actually a very big surprise to see the CNTS do that locomotive. So I like it. I'm a fan. I think it looks good. But anyway, those are the C's. Now we're moving up into the B's, and we're going to go with American Freedom Train 250 in Ohio. I believe this is a Reading locomotive. Don't quote me on that one. Haven't heard a whole lot about it just because it kind of never really got off the ground outside of this region, this localized region within Ohio. But I like the locomotive. I like that the seal on the tender is bigger. I like that the white stripe along the side of the walkways is thicker. I wish they had put the stars on there like 611 has, but the thing that really separates it from 611, one is the white walls, and two is the dark blue boiler. I think those are both really nice looking features of this locomotive. Say what you will about American Freedom Train on the front of it, and then say you know, the golden eagle on the nose, or excuse me, on the smoke box headlight, very similar to what 4014 has. Those are kind of features that also help bring this up, and so I got to give that one a B. The next one on the list was another surprise, and that is the Cincinnati Scenic. I had never heard of them until they had done this locomotive, and they painted a GP30 up in a red, white, and blue scheme. I like the scheme. I like the variations of the blue and the red. I like that, you know, there's kind of an even balance of red, white, and blue. I do think there's a little too much white. I'm not going to argue with it, though. I mean, it's, you know, the white on the front isn't as big because you have the nose that comes down, and so that cuts into the white. I like the stars on the back. The one thing I do think maybe clutters it a little bit is having America 250 right above those stars, and so it might make it a little cluttered there towards the back, but I like the font of the number. I like the stars on the number boards of the locomotive. And again, I think it's just maybe a smidge cluttered in the back, which keeps it away from getting an A, but ultimately it's still a great looking locomotive and it's publicity. Like I said, I had never heard of them until they had released this locomotive. But next on my B list, I'm going to give it to Long Island Railroad and their number 521. I think this locomotive looks really good. There's no denying that it is the Milwaukee Road Bicentennial Scheme. For those who know the Bicentennial in 1976, lots of railroads painted locomotives up in red, white, and blue schemes. And that's kind of where the idea for all these 250th schemes came from as well. And so this is almost identical to the scheme that the Milwaukee Road used, which is why you see the locomotive number 521 on the top center like that. I definitely would not have left it there if it was my decision, but I do like the logo behind the cab. I like the USA 250s on the front, the America 250 logo that we mentioned earlier. I don't know that I would have done two of them. Maybe I would have just done one of them and put it below the number on the front. But ultimately, I do like the way this locomotive looks. I think Milwaukee Road did a great job with this scheme 50 years ago. And I do think that Long Island did a good job with this scheme here now in 2026. But next on our list, we have the New Jersey Transit Railroad and their number 4526. I think the locomotive itself is just as goofy looking as all get out, but I think the New Jersey Transit did a great job of adapting this paint scheme to fit that locomotive. I like the stars underneath. I like the white line that separates the blue from the red. I like that, you know, in big bold, you've got celebrating America's 250th. You got the years on both sides of it. You got your New Jersey Transit logo back there on the back of the locomotive. You got the locomotive numbers both on the back and the front. I like the Betsy Ross style. I think it's Betsy Ross style. The stars on the front of the nose around the headlight. And again, you've got your railroad logo on the front right there by the headlight. And so I think that's a really good job of incorporating your own image as well as incorporating the USA 250 part as well. Next on the list, we're going to Minnesota for one of the newer released ones. That's kind of the funny part is we've had about 10 of them here released in the month of June. And this one was another surprise. I wasn't expecting it, but it's the Lake Superior Railroad Museum, the North Shore Scenic Railroad, and their locomotive number 250. This is a Jeep 9 that they had just gotten from, I think, North Dakota. It was built for the Northern Pacific, I believe. I really like the looks of this one. I think the stripes on the front of the nose are very fitting. I like that they separated the blue and the red with the white on those stripes. They also did that down the side of the locomotive as well. And I like the shades of blue. I think some of them went a little too dark. Some of them went a little too light. I like this shade. Like I said, I like the white pinstripe down the side of the locomotive. I like that you have the locomotive number in two places as well. I think they picked a good spot to put the America 250 logo on the side of the nose there. And I think the one thing I would change is I would move 1776 to 2026. I would move that from the cab down onto the battery boxes where those seals are. And then I would move the seals back onto the long hood of the locomotive. But otherwise, it really incorporated their normal paint scheme into things. And I think that really works well. Actually, I take it back. That's not a B. That was the first one of my A group. So that's an A group. Lake Superior Railroad Museum gets an A. They did a really good job on that one. But the next one on the list of A's goes to the California Western, which is the Skunk Train. This is also a new one. This one was just released here in the last couple weeks. Again, a complete surprise. You know, you're not expecting some of these tourist railroads to be putting out a locomotive at all, let alone a locomotive that looks as good as this one does. And I really like the looks of this locomotive. I like the stars on the side of the nose. I like the stars down on the battery boxes. I like the white striping along the side of it. I like how you have fewer stripes on the front, but more stripes on the back. The American flag is in a good spot. You have your own logo on there, and you didn't adjust things. That's kind of why, you know, the shade of reddish brown maroon, if you will, is a little different than what we've seen so far. I don't mind it, actually. I really don't. And that because of the front of the locomotive with the eagle. And I mean, this is that's a fierce looking eagle. There's a reason why it's the national bird. And on top of it, that allows you to do the handrails and the frame in this golden dark yellow color is because it's the same golden dark yellow color as the beak of the bird. And so I think they did a really solid job on that one. Again, I like the stars. There are 12 stars on the side. If they could find a way to get that 13th on there, it might be into S tier, the tier that we haven't gotten to yet. And we won't actually get to it this week, but I think that one is really well done. And the more I look at it, the more I see it, the higher up on my list it's growing. So that's a good one. Credit to the California Western for just knocking that one out of the park. And then the next one is also one of the really new ones that was just released here not too long ago, and that's Metra. Metra, the commuter railroad in Chicago. They painted one of their new SD70 Mac H's into the 250th scheme. And this is another one where if they had made one, maybe two small changes, it would go into S tier. I really like the stripes on the nose, and that's why I kind of don't particularly like the America 250 on the nose. I think if they just did the nose stripes in their standard V style striping, in the red, white, and blue like they have it, I think that would be absolutely sharp looking locomotive. The other thing I don't particularly know about is the gold that separates the white and the red in the top of the long hoods. I guess you got to have something there. So I mean, there are worse things to put in there than gold, But it's a good scheme. It's got a good amount of white in it. It's got an equal amount of blue and red in it. And I like the 250 of the America 250 logo in the middle like that. And you have the stars and stripes on either side of it, and it's balanced. You know, they're centered. You got the United States of America above it. That's an underrated feature we haven't seen yet. And so I think Metra did a really solid job with that one. The only thing I just noticed it while looking at it now is maybe have that flag on the front of the nose, have that flipped around on the engineer side. It's facing the correct way on the conductor's side because of the way that a flag on the side of a moving object should be looking. It should be looking like it's flying as the locomotive goes forward. That's just something that, it's a nitpick. These guys get an A. This is a great looking locomotive, and I think they did a very solid job with it. Next up on the list was another surprise to me anyway. It was the Grand Canyon Railway number 365. This one does it has the angled stripes on the front of the locomotive, as well as the stars and stuff around the cab. You know, you can tell that it's kind of a flag that looks like it's draped over the front of the locomotive. And I really like the looks of it. I think the angle is a good way to go. It doesn't mess with the locomotive numbering, you know, the number and the Grand Canyon Railroad at the bottom. Those are the same kind of as they are on the regular scheme. So the fancy additions to all of this doesn't actually detract from the fact that it's the Grand Canyon Railway. I like the logo where it is right there behind the stars, right in the front of the stripes. And of course, you got to include one of America's, well, it's one of the seven wonders of the world, with the Grand Canyon there on the back of the wrap. You know, kind of makes it look like the flag is in front of the Grand Canyon. You got the fireworks on the back of it there also. And I think that one's really classy looking. It's well done. I'd like to see it rolling down the track to see what it looks like normally. But I think that's a good one as well. And then next on the list, we also have the flag looking on the front, and that is the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, their locomotive number 1776. You know, they copied Conrail. That is almost the exact scheme that Conrail used in 1976 for their bicentennial locomotive. And it just works. You know, it works with this body style. It works with the wide nose. I'm not a big fan of the stripes going straight across like they are, but it still looks great. I give it an A. You know, you got the America 250 logo is in a good location, and I absolutely love the font that they used on the side of the locomotive, the old calligraphy style font. If it's even that, it might even be older than calligraphy. I don't know what the font is called that they wrote the Declaration of Independence in, but it's got that. And then it's got the locomotive number inside of a Betsy Ross style flag in the back. And just a great job overall there by the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority with that locomotive. And again, and Conrail as well. Got to give props to Conrail since it's basically the exact same paint scheme that they did 50 years ago. So next on the list, we only have three left here for this episode. We got the Metro North, you know, New York City and north of there, Metro North, their locomotive number 250. I really like the way this is laid out. I think it's got a little bit of BN look to it. It's got a little bit of a seaboard coastline look to it from the 1976 bicentennial locomotives. I like the red and white stripes that kind of follow the contour of the locomotive down the front. I like the stars that go basically across the bottom of the entirety of the locomotive. But what I really like about this one and what put it up into the A tier is inside the white, you have the flag and the presidential seal. I think it's the president. It's the U.S. seal, as well as the American flag, kind of very subtly put into the white of the locomotive. I don't even know what color it is, but you know, I don't know what it is there. I haven't seen a close-up picture of either the flag or the seal, but they're just kind of faded into the white of the locomotive, and I think it's brilliant. And it really works for them. And then you got the America 250 towards the back. It's in a good location, as well as the railroad's logo underneath the America 250. So they did a good job of incorporating their logo. They did a good job of incorporating the USA 250, as well as adding some national features into the locomotive and doing it in a way that nobody else did it. So that gets an A for me right there. The next one, Amtrak's Acela. This is the last of the Amtrak schemes. Amtrak's Acela, they've got one set that's in the red, white, and blue. I shouldn't say red, white, and blue. It's in America 250. They've got one locomotive that is in kind of a revolutionary thing. It's got revolutionary, and it's got Freedom 250, as well as the Department of Transportation logo on it that I mentioned earlier. They also have what appears to be the Declaration of Independence, and the Revolutionary kind of goes in towards the war and all the Revolutionary War and all that. You got the red, you got the white, you got the blue separated. You've got white stars on the front of the locomotive. I think that's a really key feature. On the other end of it, you have the same red and blue separated by the white with the stars. But then that one has 1776 national champs, as well as the Statue of Liberty on it. So I think that is something that they did a good job of, to incorporate not one, but two sides of the train set, because that's what it is. It's a train set. And then last on the list, we're finishing it off with another A here, and that is the Nevada Northern Railroad. Their locomotive number 250, they were kind of one of the first, I think they were the first to kind of get on the USA 250 board. They had a contest a little over a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, to determine what scheme they were going to paint this locomotive into. And I think this locomotive paint scheme was absolutely knocked out of the park. It incorporates the old original scheme that it came to the Nevada Northern in. You've got, U.S. symbols. You got flag on the front of the old SP style gyrolite. You got stars on the cab. You got the locomotive number on the cab. You got the state of Nevada. You've got the Nevada Northern style railway. You got blue stripes on it. You got silver stripes on it. You got a little bit of gold on it. And I think that it really works. Like I said, because it's a 250th version of an old scheme that it wore, along with a few extra little additions, if you will. So, but anyway, the stopwatch here is telling me it's time to call it a wrap for this episode. Be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube if you haven't. Become a member to see some of our full-length programs, and in the future, have all of them on there, and even some of them with without narration. And head over to Facebook, head to the Dub Kerr Depot fan group, where we'll have discussions and polls and photos and updates and all that kind of fun stuff. And head over to Instagram, give us a like and a follow there. And then head over to our website, where we're going to have the definitive rankings, the entirety of the rankings of the list of all these locomotives, because there are a lot of them, and it's a lot to keep up with. But anyway, want to thank you for joining us, sticking around this long, and maybe we'll see you trackside.